You're listening to Spin on Golf on WJR. Spin on Golf is sponsored by Rocket and the Rocket Classic. Coming to Detroit Golf Club July 30th through August 2nd. Visit rocketclassic.com for tickets and more information. Once again, live from the Cardinal at St. John's, home of the 2026 LIV Michigan Team Championship. Coming August 27th through the 30th, here are PGA professional Brian Cairns, PGA professional Jordan Young, and WJR Steve Courtney.
All right, a nice round of applause for Aaron Rye at Aronimink there in PA as he wins the PGA Championship, the 108th, if you're keeping score at home.
It's not official.
Well, it's not, but we're calling it, okay?
Okay, we're calling it.
His second PGA Tour win is a major, obviously. He won the Wyndham Championship back in 2024. So way to go, two gloves, Aaron Rye. Right now, we're going to welcome one of your professional pals, Grant Haefner, joins us on Spin on Golf. Grant, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Everything is well. Sad to say that you're friends of both BC and Jordan. What are you going to do?
Don't get to choose them.
What you up to these days, Grant? You're chopping away. That's what I understand.
Yeah, slowly but surely, getting a little better at this game. I'm watched Aaron Rye finish up, and it's funny because I saw him on the driving range last week in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, yeah. We asked him, "What are you doing here?" And he goes, "I'm not in elevated events this year." I'm like, "Oh, okay."
He is now.
You know what, though? That gives I think our listeners, you guys, a very valuable piece of insight as to what it takes to make your mark as a professional in this game. Is that right, Grant? I mean, here he is, a major winner now, and you saw him last week just
in a second-tier PGA Tour event.
That's crazy.
It blows my mind that he was there, but,
Grant,
so be it.
Grant was there too, right?
Grant was there too, And that's the reason for the question.
It just shows that one week can change your life. The elevated events, what are they, about 72 players, and the PGA Championship's based on world rankings and not FedEx Cup. And so, Aaron's obviously a top 100 ranked player, but still for him, he can't get into those events. He can now, but it just shows the importance of, playing good for at the right time.
That's got to motivate you, I would imagine, Grant, and others like you who are looking to make your mark in this great game of golf.
Yeah, it does motivate me. I mean, watching Brooks Koepka all week, he was there in Myrtle last week, and, seeing these guys and now having played two tour events, every time I turn on the TV and watch it, I just want to turn it off and go outside and practice, because I want to be the guy playing out there, not the one watching. So it is inspiring.
Grant, Jordan here. Now, you've been around for a while. You're a Michigan Am champion. You've always worked super hard. Great young man, working with Brian now, traveling the world. What have you learned, let's say, 5 years ago to now? What has been the big change for you and how you're thinking? And, like you said, you're just a few rounds away or maybe a tournament away from being out there, whether it be the Korn Ferry or the PGA Tour or wherever it's going to be. But what has really changed?
In that 5 year period, that's about the time I've now worked with Brian Cairns. And in that time, I think I got a better clarity of not only what it takes to play at a high level, but he kind of gave me a good foundation or blueprint, and we've built off it over the years. I give a lot of credit to him, but I think, what I've learned is, you have to have that foundation or blueprint. I'm very fortunate to be given one. But then the simplest thing is you have to go out there and earn it. You have to be willing to do the things other guys aren't. And what I mean by that is, simply wanting it more and, practicing until it's dark. There's nothing beats reps, but what I've learned the last 5 years is, there's a difference between good reps and bad reps. And with the proper blueprint that I've now been given, every moment I spend practicing is much more efficient and happy to keep on getting a little better and a little better.
You had 68 in the second round down there too at Myrtle.
Well done.
You were close. I mean, you know, I'm sure you wanted to play round three and four, so a little bittersweet there. But that had to make you feel good to lay one down and maybe start with that kind of round next time.
Yeah, it was eye-opening. I tell you, playing against – I played with Marty Dow and A.J. Ewert, both, you know, been on tour. A.J.'s a rookie this year, and Marty's been on tour for several years as of, you know, going into that week. He's probably 80th in the FedEx, and he probably ended the week around, you know, top 70 or 75th. You know, I learned that, you know, I can hit the ball and compete with these guys, you know, more than I ever thought I did. At Oakmont, I didn't even see that. I played with two other qualifiers last year in the Open. Mm-hmm. So I only saw two players that, you know, I hate to say I know I'm better than, but I got to see two established PGA Tour players and compare my game against them. And it was closer than I ever thought. And so round one's what happened, you know, out there. It's what it is. And I was happy to, you know, fight back in round two and give it a go even, and show that, man, you know, I can do this. I think I had the 10th or 11th lowest round of the day in a field full of, you know, PGA Tour veterans. I mean, you look at who was there, Brent Snedeker, Brooks Koepka, and now a PGA Championship or PGA champion, Aaron Rye.
So, Grant, when we first got together, and don't give me a word of knowledge that I helped you. You had it within you. All I do is pull it out of you. But he's always had the components, but he didn't really know how to get there. Mm-hmm. He didn't, like you said, right, he didn't have a roadmap of how to get there. So it was just a matter of, and he's, you know, if I have students that are struggling with foundation or organizations, just call Grant. He's buttoned up. I mean, Grant's got his fitness, his diet, everything is buttoned up, and it's coming to fruition now. His golf game is coming around. Because he's got all his backdoor information done. He knows what he's doing the rest of the summer. Now, things keep popping up. His schedule keeps changing. He just got into a big tournament in Morocco. So, you know, the more he does better at these big events, the more, obviously, he's going to get in bigger and bigger events.
Certainly.
But I'd say he's a great example of someone, if you have your ducks in a row and you're ready to play well, like a James Pyatt did, he had his ducks in a row and whoops, played well at the right time, guess what happens? But you better be ready to play well. I'd say Grant is prepared for the next step.
And not many people are.
No, they're not. And, I mean, I'll tell you what, Grant is, and I'd say that to him, you know, say that behind his back or to his face. He's buttoned up. He gets it. And he knows how to get kicked in the crotch and come back and fight the next day.
So you don't have to get, like, right up in his face and spit and yell it in his face? And
not Grant. Nope. But I mean, self-motivated.
Come on,
person.
Grant. Let's hear it.
No, nobody knows better than you guys that, you know,
I think he knows I'm harder on myself than he could ever be.
Yeah.
It kicks sand on you in the bunker.
But when you've got a kid like Grant who is teachable and wants to get better and wants to learn, because I'm sure you both have come across maybe some students that they know better than you, right? And Grant, it sounds like you are open to the information that BC was giving you.
Their parents know better than us. Yeah.
You're right. Does BC drive you pretty hard?
You know, I think it's a good team in the sense of, you know, I think there's some things he pushes me on, but I think I educate him too. I really know what I'm feeling in my golf swing, and you know, I'm always observing, whether it's, you know, Aaron Rye playing this event or someone on the range. And you know, I ask a lot of questions, you know, and they're why questions. And I think, one, it improves my education, but it gives him an understanding of where I am. And, you know, it's been very good.
You think that's important because you want as much feedback from your player as you can get.
Oh, sure.
Because a lot of people don't like to talk about it. You can't feel what he's doing. So you have to get as much verbal as you can.
We'll talk about this tomorrow, Grant, but I love the players that text you in the middle of a tournament and say, I have no effing idea where my ball's going.
In the middle of a tournament.
In the middle of a tournament.
How about that, huh?
Grant, thanks for being with us.
Yeah. Thanks, Grant.
Grant, thank you. All the best moving forward.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Right. Have a good one.
You too.
The accomplished Grant Haefner with us here on Spin on Golf. You know, I say this with a great deal of pride. I've had one golf lesson in my life, short game, from Jordan Young, and it's what has enabled me
to be the – Can you still get it in the air?
Yes. low to mid 80s guy.
Okay, all right.
You know.
So I helped you, is what you're saying.
Of course you did.
Okay, all right. Thanks.
But, you know, part of the problem with what you guys do, this game has so much ego. Is that an issue?
Oh,
let's
yeah.
talk about it when we come
Absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely.
All right. It is Spin on Golf right here on 760 WJR.